The Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God says, I want to destroy every living thing. I will destroy man, I will destroy beast, creeping things, everything. Fowls of the air, even birds will not be spared. God said, I want to destroy everything. But in his wrath we are told, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. We are not told that God favored Noah. We are not told that God so extended grace to Noah or anything. Noah saw grace in the eyes of God. He saw grace in God's eyes. When God has declared, or when God has intended to destroy, what will you see in God? Noah knew that yes, God wants to destroy everything, but God is still a merciful God. I shall find grace in his eyes. I shall go back to God. I want you to know the same thing today. God's grace is still there. Are you ready to see grace in God's eyes? How do you view God? Do you see God as someone who is waiting for you to come so that he can destroy you? You know, there are people who believe they've done so many wrong things. They say, the moment I go to church, I know I will die. I know people who say that I've done wrong this week, so let me stay home and repent for 2 weeks, and then I will come back to church. Because they believe when they come back to church like that, they will face God's wrath. Remember, even at that time, you can choose to see grace in the eyes of God. And the Father will invite you, welcome home, my son, welcome, my daughter. I've been waiting for you all along. I've not been waiting for you to sort yourself out there. There is no forgiveness outside there. There is no cleansing outside there. There is no love. There is nothing like love outside there. It is deception. Come to my house. This is where there is love. This is where there is joy. This is where there is peace. And God is wondering every day, why are his sons and daughters running away from him? Why are they hiding? Why don't they come back home? They are afraid. But Noah saw grace in the eyes of God. In Habakkuk chapter 2, in your wrath, show mercy. Because Habakkuk, the prophet, also understood the only thing that can stand against God's wrath is his mercy. God's mercy is greater than his wrath any day. And that's why we are told his mercies are new every morning. So we don't care what you did yesterday, what you did last week, what you did last year. His mercies are new every morning. And his mercy is far greater than his wrath. So when you call on God's mercy, his mercy is sufficient. His mercy is always there for you. Can you learn to call on God's mercy? That is for those who understand their Father. Those who know their God, we are told in Daniel 11, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Those who know that my Father is not angry at me. In the book of Psalms, I've told you many times, you know, God looks at us and he remembers we are just but dust. David said, he looks at my frame. He looks at me and he remembers I'm just but dust. God formed us from the dust of the earth and he knows you are dust. So when you do something wrong, you think God will be surprised? He'll be so worried? You think God will really wonder what is happening to this young man? God will look at you and remember, anyway, this is the clay I was molding the other day. It is prone to do these things. Ask for forgiveness. Don't come to God with pride. There are those who say, how could I have done something like that? Now they are looking at themselves. How come I did that? There is no way someone like me could do that, and you've just done it. Can you just be humble enough to say, God, forgive me? And see how much mercy you will receive from the Father? That is how we need to look at our God, brethren and family. As a loving Father who is willing to forgive, who is willing to extend his mercy, he is very much willing to do that. You remember the story of the prodigal son that Jesus was giving? He was just talking about his Father in heaven. As much as he was talking about a parable of a man here on earth, he was just giving us a picture of the Father. When one son went away and squandered everything, when that man was coming back home, we are told it is the Father who ran and embraced him and brought him home. There are many of us who are missing God's embrace. We are missing our Father's hug because we are too proud. We're just saying, there's no way I'll go back. What will people say? What will people in church say? They know I was a worship leader. And now I've done this. What will they say when I go back? I was an usher and I did this. What will they say when I get back? So you're looking so much at yourself and at your image and just blotting up in pride when you can just come to the Father and say, forgive me. And the Lord remembers you and forgives you and loves you. We are told he shall wipe away every tear from our eyes. For those who will make it to heaven, he'll be waiting for you to wipe away tears. He knows you cried here on earth. He knows you faced difficulties. He will wipe tears That is not something that an angel will do in heaven. It's not something that one of the elders will do. It is not something that the living creatures will do in heaven. It is God himself who will rise up and wipe all your tears and tell you, welcome home, my faithful servant. That is our God.